This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
In a place like New York City, a lot of small businesses have struggled to keep up with the astronomically high commercial rent during the pandemic. Revenues are still far below normal, and a lot of people are worried there may be more lockdowns this winter. So businesses are, and have been, trying to negotiate their rents. As Camille Peterson reports, many are finding it can be a pretty arbitrary process.
Since March, Joanne Kwong has been in the middle of the commercial real estate market's rigid math.
I think most of the burden is falling now on kind of the lowest rung, which are the commercial tenants.
Kwong is the president of Pearl River Mart, a retailer in Manhattan. She has two open locations, but says she's still making less than half her usual revenue. Before the pandemic, Kwong was paying around $1 million in rent a year for those two locations and a warehouse. She says negotiating to try to get a break on her rent is like rolling the dice.
Our situation is kind of dependent on the whims or the situation of the landlord.
One of Pearl River Mart's landlords has agreed to reduce rent. Another is demanding 100% of it. Kwong says Pearl River Mart might have to leave that location. Joed Faruqi says his revenues have been down almost 60% during the pandemic. He owns a framing store, Rook, with three locations in Manhattan. Faruqi says one of his landlords has reduced the rent, another argues about it every month, and a third won't even entertain the idea of negotiating.
I was explaining to him that every day I see a new store closing, and he's like, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, so you know that this is how it is. Why do we have to fight?
But making rent negotiation less arbitrary is hard. Rachel Melter teaches urban policy at the New School. She says commercial leases tend to be long and not flexible, and the city doesn't have a consistent way of regulating commercial rents even in normal times.
It's hard to come up with something systematic in the middle of a crisis.
Melter says right now, money would be the best equalizer.
Some kind of bailout just to support these businesses and help them pay whatever rent they have to pay.
But small businesses do have some leverage. Nicole LaRusso is with CBRE, a real estate services firm. She says in New York City, rents are down and vacancies are up.
There's not a lot of tenants lined up waiting for, you know, tenant X to move out so tenant Y can move in.
So if landlords don't negotiate, they may be rolling the dice too. In New York, I'm Camille Peterson for Marketplace.